Imagine walking through a lush, vibrant forest, only to encounter an area choked with toxic fumes. The air feels heavy, the colors dull, and your energy starts to wane. This is what interacting with toxic people can feel like, an emotional and psychological drain that affects your well-being and peace of mind. So, how do you steer clear of the toxicity while preserving your own sense of self? It starts with understanding the dynamics at play, learning to shield yourself from the harmful effects, and adopting practical strategies to manage interactions effectively. As we explore these approaches, think of them as tools to clear the air and reclaim your personal space from the impact of toxic influences. Let's delve into the strategies for handling toxic people and emerge from the storm with renewed strength and clarity. Self-awareness, the hidden superpower. Imagine you're in a dense forest. The towering trees are so thick that the sunlight barely penetrates the canopy, creating a maze of shadows and mystery. You navigate through this labyrinth, unsure of what's lurking behind each tree. Now, what if I told you that within this forest lies a hidden treasure, a map that can guide you through any terrain with confidence and clarity? This map is your self-awareness. Self-awareness is more than just a trendy buzzword. It's a profound journey into understanding your inner world. It's like being a skilled navigator in the dense forest of your thoughts and emotions, able to find your way even when the path ahead is obscured. Think of your mind as this forest. There are tranquil clearings where positivity and peace reside, but there are also dark, tangled thickets where fear, doubt, and negativity dwell. Self-awareness is your ability to recognize these various regions and understand what they signify. It's about knowing where the quicksand of anxiety lies and where the streams of creativity flow. Consider self-awareness as a magical mirror that reflects your true self, not just the surface image. When you gaze into this mirror, you see beyond your daily habits and reactions. You uncover the motivations, desires, and fears that drive you. This insight is invaluable, allowing you to anticipate your reactions to external events and manage them effectively. Now, let's bring this back to the challenge of dealing with toxic people. Encountering a toxic person is like suddenly stumbling upon a poisonous plant in the forest. Without self-awareness, you might touch it, react impulsively, and get hurt. But with self-awareness, you recognize the plant for what it is, understand its potential harm, and carefully navigate around it without letting it affect your journey. Self-awareness equips you with an invisible armor. It helps you understand why certain people push your buttons and why specific situations trigger intense emotions. This understanding allows you to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. For instance, if a colleague's criticism stings, self-awareness helps you dissect why it affects you so deeply. Is it because it echoes a personal insecurity? Is it because it challenges your self-perception? By understanding the root cause, you can address the underlying issue and remain composed. Developing self-awareness is like honing a craft. It requires daily practice and reflection. Start by setting aside a few minutes each day to reflect on your thoughts, emotions, and reactions. Journaling can be a powerful tool in this process. Over time, you'll start to notice patterns and triggers, and you'll become adept at navigating your internal forest with ease. As you cultivate self-awareness, you'll find that toxic people and negative situations lose their power over you. Your reactions become measured and controlled, and your sense of inner peace strengthens. You become like the skilled navigator, moving confidently through the forest, guided by the clear, insightful map of your own mind. In conclusion, self-awareness is not just a tool for personal growth. It's a superpower that transforms how you interact with the world. By understanding and mastering your inner landscape, you gain the ability to handle external challenges with grace and resilience. So, embrace this journey of self-discovery and let the hidden treasure of self-awareness illuminate your path. Forgiveness and memory, the paradoxical dance of letting go and holding on. Imagine standing on the edge of a vast, shimmering lake. The water is crystal clear, reflecting the azure sky and the surrounding lush landscape. Now, envision yourself tossing a stone into the lake. The stone sinks, but ripples spread across the surface, gradually fading until the water is still again. This lake is your mind, and the stone represents a painful memory. Forgiveness is the act of letting that stone sink without continuously disturbing the water with ripples of resentment and pain. Memory is a double-edged sword. On one side, it is the repository of cherished moments, wisdom, and experiences that shape our identity. On the other, it harbors wounds, grudges, and traumas that can haunt us. Forgiveness doesn't mean erasing these memories. It means altering our relationship with them. It's like looking at the lake and choosing to see the calm water rather than focusing on the ripples that once were. Forgiveness is often misunderstood as a sign of weakness or a way of excusing wrongdoings. In reality, it is a profound act of strength and liberation. When you forgive, you release yourself from the chains of bitterness and anger that bind you to the past. Imagine carrying a heavy backpack filled with stones, each one representing a grudge or a hurt. Forgiveness is the conscious decision to lighten your load, stone by stone, reclaiming your freedom and lightness of being. Here lies the paradox. How do you forgive without forgetting? How do you let go of the emotional weight of a memory while retaining the lesson it taught you? It's a delicate dance between letting go and holding on. Forgiveness doesn't demand that you forget the wrongs done to you. It asks that you remember them without allowing them to control your present and future. Forgiveness transforms your pain into wisdom. Think of it as a form of emotional alchemy, where the leaden weight of hurt is transmuted into the gold of insight and growth. When you forgive, you acknowledge the pain, understand its impact, and then choose to release its hold on your heart. This process doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey that requires patience, empathy, and self-compassion. Empathy plays a crucial role in forgiveness. To forgive someone, you need to understand their perspective, their motivations, and their own struggles. This doesn't mean justifying their actions, but recognizing their humanity. Picture yourself standing on a bridge, looking at the person who wronged you. The bridge represents empathy, connecting two hearts. As you walk towards them, you see their vulnerabilities, their imperfections, and their own battles. This understanding builds the foundation for genuine forgiveness. One of the most intriguing aspects of forgiveness is its power to anchor you in the present moment. Unforgiven memories tie you to the past, making you relive the pain repeatedly. Forgiveness breaks the cycle, allowing you to fully embrace the present. It's like waking up from a recurring nightmare and realizing that you're safe and free to create a new reality. Forgiveness doesn't just heal the individual. It has a ripple effect that can transform relationships and communities. When you forgive, you set an example for others, inspiring them to embark on their own journeys of forgiveness. It's like tossing a stone of kindness into the lake, creating ripples of compassion and understanding that spread far beyond your immediate circle. Forgiveness and memory are intertwined in a complex, beautiful dance. By embracing forgiveness, you don't erase the past, you redefine it. You learn to see the calm lake rather than the ripples, to carry the lessons without the weight. It's an art that requires courage, empathy, and a deep commitment to personal growth. So, as you stand at the edge of your own lake, holding the stones of your past, remember this: forgiveness is not about letting go of the memories, but about transforming your relationship with them. It's about finding peace in the stillness and allowing the ripples to fade into the serene waters of your present and future. Emotional stability, the art of navigating life's storms. Picture yourself as the captain of a ship sailing across an unpredictable ocean. The sea can be calm and serene, but it can also transform into a tempest of towering waves and howling winds. Emotional stability is your ability to navigate these waters with grace and resilience, maintaining your course even when the storm is at its fiercest. At its core, emotional stability is about balance. It's the ability to remain centered, to maintain a sense of equilibrium, no matter what life throws at you. Imagine walking a tightrope strung high above the ground. Emotional stability is the skill and practice of keeping your balance, step by careful step, without falling into the abyss of extreme emotions. Self-regulation is the secret weapon of emotional stability. It's the ability to manage your emotions, thoughts, and behaviors in a way that fosters well-being and harmonious relationships. Think of it as being the conductor of an orchestra, where your emotions are the various instruments. Self-regulation allows you to create a symphony rather than a cacophony, harmonizing your internal states to produce a beautiful, cohesive performance. Resilience is another critical component of emotional stability. It's not about never experiencing negative emotions, it's about bouncing back from them. Visualize a willow tree bending in the wind. Unlike a rigid tree that might snap under pressure, the willow bends and sways but remains unbroken. Emotional stability involves this kind of flexibility and strength, allowing you to recover from setbacks and continue moving forward. Interestingly, true emotional stability embraces vulnerability. It's not about being unfeeling or invulnerable. It's about having the courage to face and express your emotions honestly. Imagine a knight removing their armor to reveal their true self. Emotional stability involves this kind of bravery, acknowledging your fears, sorrows, and joys without letting them control you. It's about being open and authentic, yet resilient and composed. Emotional stability is deeply connected to your physical well-being. Your body and mind are intertwined in a delicate dance. Regular exercise, adequate sleep, and a healthy diet can significantly influence your emotional equilibrium. Think of your body as the foundation of your ship. A well-maintained ship withstands storms better and navigates more smoothly. Taking care of your physical health fortifies your emotional stability. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for cultivating emotional stability. It's the practice of being fully present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Imagine sitting by a tranquil pond, watching leaves float by on the surface. Mindfulness allows you to observe your emotions with the same calm detachment, recognizing them without being swept away. This practice helps you respond to life's challenges with clarity and composure. Supportive relationships are crucial for emotional stability. Surrounding yourself with positive, understanding individuals provides a buffer against life's stresses. Picture yourself in a circle of friends, each one a pillar of support. These relationships offer a safe harbor, a place where you can share your burdens and joys, reinforcing your emotional resilience. Emotional intelligence, EQ, is the ability to understand and manage your own emotions and to recognize and influence the emotions of others. High EQ is a hallmark of emotional stability. It's like having a sophisticated radar system on your ship, allowing you to navigate through the emotional landscapes of your own mind and the minds of those around you. This awareness and skill enable you to handle interpersonal interactions with empathy and wisdom. Emotional stability is an art, a dynamic balance achieved through self-awareness, resilience, mindfulness, and supportive relationships. It's about navigating the ever-changing ocean of life with confidence and grace, knowing when to bend with the wind and when to stand firm. So, as you sail your ship through calm seas and tempests alike, remember this: emotional stability is not about avoiding the storms, but about mastering the art of navigating them. It's about maintaining your course, finding your balance, and steering towards the horizon with a steady hand and an open heart. Setting boundaries, the art of crafting your personal fortress. Imagine your life as a grand castle. It stands tall and proud, a sanctuary of your own making, filled with your values, passions, and dreams. But even the most magnificent castle needs walls and gates to protect it from unwanted intruders. Setting boundaries is the art of constructing these defenses, ensuring that your personal fortress remains a place of peace, safety, and integrity. At the heart of setting boundaries lies self-respect. Consider this the cornerstone of your castle's foundation. Just as a strong foundation supports the entire structure, self-respect fortifies your boundaries. It's about recognizing your worth and asserting your right to protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Imagine placing a precious gem on a pedestal. Setting boundaries is the act of valuing yourself enough to shield that gem from harm. think of boundaries as the gatekeepers to your mind and heart. These gatekeepers decide what and who gets access to your inner sanctum. They are vigilant and discerning, allowing entry only to those who respect and honor your space. Imagine a wise sentinel standing at the gate, assessing every visitor with keen eyes. Setting boundaries empowers you to control who influences your thoughts and emotions, maintaining your inner harmony. Emotional intelligence is your armor in the quest to establish boundaries. It's the ability to recognize, understand, and manage your emotions while navigating the feelings of others. This armor helps you communicate your boundaries with clarity and confidence. Picture a knight clad in shining armor, speaking with authority and grace. Emotional intelligence ensures that your boundaries are expressed firmly yet respectfully, fostering mutual understanding. One of the most powerful tools in setting boundaries is the simple, yet profound word. No. This word is your fortress, a strong, impenetrable wall that protects you from overcommitment and burnout. Imagine a moat surrounding your castle, a clear line that cannot be crossed without your permission. Saying, no, is an act of self-care, preserving your energy and allowing you to focus on what truly matters. Setting boundaries is a delicate balancing act, like walking a tightrope between self-care and compassion for others. It's about asserting your needs while maintaining healthy relationships. Picture a tightrope walker gracefully moving forward, arms outstretched for balance. Boundaries are about finding that equilibrium, ensuring that your well-being is not sacrificed for the sake of others. Boundaries cultivate healthy relationships, like a well-tended garden within your castle walls. They create a space where mutual respect and understanding can flourish. Imagine a lush garden, vibrant and thriving, each plant representing a relationship nourished by clear boundaries. In this garden, relationships are nurtured by the light of respect and the water of honest communication. Self-reflection is crucial in the process of setting boundaries. It's the mirror that allows you to see yourself clearly, to understand your needs, values, and limits. Picture a serene room in your castle, where you sit in quiet contemplation before a mirror. Self-reflection helps you identify areas where boundaries are needed, guiding you in building your personal fortress with wisdom and insight. Setting boundaries leaves a legacy of empowerment. It's about taking control of your life, asserting your right to live authentically and fully. Imagine passing down the keys to your castle, a symbol of strength and self-respect, to future generations. By setting boundaries, you create a blueprint for others to follow, inspiring them to build and protect their own personal fortresses. Setting boundaries is not just an act, it's a craft, an ongoing process of building and fortifying your personal fortress. It's about knowing your worth, asserting your needs, and protecting your inner sanctuary. As you craft your castle walls, remember this: boundaries are not barriers but bridges to a life of respect, balance, and fulfillment. So, become the architect of your own life. Design your boundaries with care and intention, and watch as your personal fortress stands strong and unyielding, a testament to your self-respect and emotional well-being. Energy intelligence, the secret power within. Imagine a world where you can harness the unseen forces around you, tapping into a hidden reservoir of potential that fuels every aspect of your life. This is the realm of energy intelligence, a mystical, yet profoundly real, ability to understand, manage, and optimize your personal energy. It's like discovering a secret superpower, one that can transform the ordinary into the extraordinary. At the heart of energy intelligence is the recognition that everything in the universe, including you, vibrates with energy. Picture the rhythmic beat of a drum, the pulse of life resonating within and around you. This energy influences your mood, motivation, and overall well-being. Energy intelligence is about tuning into this pulse, learning to sense and interpret the subtle vibrations that affect your daily life. Energy intelligence begins with awareness, an alchemical process where you become attuned to the sources and fluctuations of your energy. Imagine being an alchemist, carefully studying the elements around you, understanding which ones uplift you and which ones drain you. By becoming aware of how different environments, activities, and interactions impact your energy, you can start to transform and refine your daily experiences. Your intuition acts as a compass, guiding you through the labyrinth of life's energetic landscape. Think of it as an inner GPS, alerting you to the people, places, and activities that resonate with your highest self. With energy intelligence, you learn to trust this compass, allowing it to lead you towards situations that replenish your energy and away from those that deplete it. Imagine navigating a vast forest, your intuition illuminating the path to vibrant, sunlit clearings and steering you away from shadowy, draining thickets. Setting energetic boundaries is like wielding a powerful shield. It protects you from negative influences and preserves your vitality. Picture a knight donning a radiant shield that deflects harmful energies and encircles them with a protective aura. By establishing clear energetic boundaries, you safeguard your personal power, ensuring that you remain balanced and centered amidst life's challenges. Energy intelligence is a dance, a delicate choreography between exertion and rest, action and stillness. Imagine a dancer gracefully moving across a stage, each step a harmonious blend of energy expended and energy conserved. This dance involves listening to your body, honoring its need for both dynamic activity and peaceful rejuvenation. By mastering this balance, you enhance your productivity and creativity while maintaining inner harmony. Energy intelligence also involves creating synergy, aligning your actions, goals, and relationships to foster a harmonious flow of energy. Think of yourself as a conductor, orchestrating a symphony where every instrument plays in perfect harmony. When your activities and interactions are in sync with your core values and aspirations, you experience a seamless, powerful flow of energy that propels you towards success and fulfillment. Renewal is an essential aspect of energy intelligence. It's about recognizing when your energy reserves are low and taking deliberate steps to recharge. Picture a serene garden where you retreat to rejuvenate, a place filled with activities and practices that restore your vitality. Whether it's through meditation, nature walks, creative expression, or quality sleep, renewing your energy ensures that you remain vibrant and resilient. Embracing energy intelligence leaves a legacy of empowerment. It's about mastering the unseen forces that shape your life, transforming potential into reality. Imagine passing down a sacred scroll, inscribed with the wisdom of energy management, to future generations. By cultivating energy intelligence, you inspire others to unlock their own hidden reservoirs of power, creating a ripple effect of vitality and empowerment. Energy intelligence is the key to unlocking a hidden power within you. It's about becoming aware of the energies that influence your life, trusting your intuition, setting protective boundaries, balancing your activities, creating synergy, and renewing your vitality. As you harness this power, you transform your ordinary existence into an extraordinary journey of fulfillment and success. So, step into the realm of energy intelligence. Embrace the secret power within, and watch as your life vibrates with newfound energy, purpose, and potential. Focus on goals, the hero's journey to achieving dreams. Imagine standing at the edge of an enchanted forest, each tree a potential path leading to your heart's deepest desires. In your hands, you hold a map, not an ordinary map, but a mystical one that reveals the way to your most ambitious goals. This map represents the power of focus on goals, a transformative journey that turns dreams into reality. At the beginning of your journey, you must become a visionary, someone who sees beyond the horizon. Picture yourself at a high vantage point, looking out at the vast landscape of possibilities. Here you define your goals with crystal clear precision, envisioning what you truly want to achieve. This clarity is your compass, guiding you through the twists and turns of your adventure. Next, you must become an alchemist, transforming your vision into a concrete plan. Imagine a wizard in a grand laboratory, mixing potions and casting spells to create the perfect concoction. Your planning process involves breaking down your grand goals into smaller, manageable tasks. Each task is a step in your magical formula, bringing you closer to your ultimate destination. As you embark on your quest, you need the discipline of a warrior. Picture a knight in shining armor, unwavering and resolute, advancing toward their objective. This discipline requires you to stay focused, even when distractions and challenges arise. It's about harnessing the power of perseverance, keeping your eyes on the prize, and pushing forward with unwavering determination. Throughout your journey, you'll need the wisdom of a sage to navigate obstacles and setbacks. Imagine a wise old mentor, imparting knowledge and strategies to overcome the trials ahead. This wisdom helps you to adapt, learn from your experiences, and continuously refine your approach. It's about being flexible and resilient, turning every challenge into a stepping stone toward your goal. Creativity is your secret weapon, like a magician wielding a wand to conjure new possibilities. Picture a stage magician, pulling rabbits out of hats and making the impossible possible. When you focus on your goals, you must think outside the box, finding innovative solutions to problems and seizing unexpected opportunities. Creativity keeps your journey dynamic and exciting. Setting boundaries is crucial, like a guardian protecting a sacred realm. Imagine a fierce guardian standing at the gate, ensuring that only what serves your purpose enters. You must guard your time and energy, saying no to distractions and commitments that don't align with your goals. This protection ensures that your focus remains sharp and your progress steady. To sustain your journey, you need the care of a healer. Picture a healer tending to their wounds, ensuring they remain strong and capable. Self-care involves taking breaks, rejuvenating your spirit, and maintaining a healthy balance. It's about recognizing that your well-being is essential for sustained focus and success. Finally, imagine the moment of triumph, standing victorious at the end of your journey. Picture a hero basking in the glory of their achievement, the goal now a reality. This triumph is the result of your unwavering focus, disciplined effort, and relentless pursuit. It's a celebration of your journey and the realization of your dreams. Focusing on goals is like embarking on a hero's journey, a transformative adventure filled with vision, planning, discipline, wisdom, creativity, boundaries, and self-care. As you harness the power of focus, you unlock your potential and turn your dreams into reality. So, take up the map, embrace the journey, and watch as your goals come to life in ways more magical than you ever imagined. Your intuition acts as a compass, guiding you through the labyrinth of life's energetic landscape. Think of it as an inner GPS, alerting you to the people, places, and activities that resonate with your highest self. With energy intelligence, you learn to trust this compass, allowing it to lead you towards situations that replenish your energy and away from those that deplete it. Imagine navigating a vast forest, your intuition illuminating the path to vibrant, sunlit clearings and steering you away from shadowy, draining thickets. Setting energetic boundaries is like wielding a powerful shield. It protects you from negative influences and preserves your vitality. Picture a knight donning a radiant shield that deflects harmful energies and encircles them with a protective aura. By establishing clear energetic boundaries, you safeguard your personal power, ensuring that you remain balanced and centered amidst life's challenges. Energy intelligence is a dance, a delicate choreography between exertion and rest, action and stillness. Imagine a dancer gracefully moving across a stage, each step a harmonious blend of energy expended and energy conserved. This dance involves listening to your body, honoring its need for both dynamic activity and peaceful rejuvenation. By mastering this balance, you enhance your productivity and creativity while maintaining inner harmony. Energy intelligence also involves creating synergy, aligning your actions, goals, and relationships to foster a harmonious flow of energy. Think of yourself as a conductor, orchestrating a symphony where every instrument plays in perfect harmony. When your activities and interactions are in sync with your core values and aspirations, you experience a seamless, powerful flow of energy that propels you towards success and fulfillment. Renewal is an essential aspect of energy intelligence. It's about recognizing when your energy reserves are low and taking deliberate steps to recharge. Picture a serene garden where you retreat to rejuvenate, a place filled with activities and practices that restore your vitality. Whether it's through meditation, nature walks, creative expression, or quality sleep, renewing your energy ensures that you remain vibrant and resilient. Embracing energy intelligence leaves a legacy of empowerment. It's about mastering the unseen forces that shape your life, transforming potential into reality. Imagine passing down a sacred scroll, inscribed with the wisdom of energy management, to future generations. By cultivating energy intelligence, you inspire others to unlock their own hidden reservoirs of power, creating a ripple effect of vitality and empowerment. Energy intelligence is the key to unlocking a hidden power within you. It's about becoming aware of the energies that influence your life, trusting your intuition, setting protective boundaries, balancing your activities, creating synergy, and renewing your vitality. As you harness this power, you transform your ordinary existence into an extraordinary journey of fulfillment and success. So, step into the realm of energy intelligence. Embrace the secret power within, and watch as your life vibrates with newfound energy, purpose, and potential. Focus on goals, the hero's journey to achieving dreams. Imagine standing at the edge of an enchanted forest, each tree a potential path leading to your heart's deepest desires. In your hands, you hold a map, not an ordinary map, but a mystical one that reveals the way to your most ambitious goals. This map represents the power of focus on goals, a transformative journey that turns dreams into reality. At the beginning of your journey, you must become a visionary, someone who sees beyond the horizon. Picture yourself at a high vantage point, looking out at the vast landscape of possibilities. Here, you define your goals with crystal clear precision, envisioning what you truly want to achieve. This clarity is your compass, guiding you through the twists and turns of your adventure. Next, you must become an alchemist, transforming your vision into a concrete plan. Imagine a wizard in a grand laboratory, mixing potions and casting spells to create the perfect concoction. Your planning process involves breaking down your grand goals into smaller, manageable tasks. Each task is a step in your magical formula, bringing you closer to your ultimate destination. As you embark on your quest, you need the discipline of a warrior. Picture a knight in shining armor, unwavering and resolute, advancing toward their objective. This discipline requires you to stay focused, even when distractions and challenges arise. It's about harnessing the power of perseverance, keeping your eyes on the prize, and pushing forward with unwavering determination. Throughout your journey, you'll need the wisdom of a sage to navigate obstacles and setbacks. Imagine a wise old mentor, imparting knowledge and strategies to overcome the trials ahead. This wisdom helps you to adapt, learn from your experiences, and continuously refine your approach. It's about being flexible and resilient, turning every challenge into a stepping stone toward your goal. Creativity is your secret weapon, like a magician wielding a wand to conjure new possibilities. Picture a stage magician, pulling rabbits out of hats and making the impossible possible. When you focus on your goals, you must think outside the box, finding innovative solutions to problems and seizing unexpected opportunities. Creativity keeps your journey dynamic and exciting. Setting boundaries is crucial, like a guardian protecting a sacred realm. Imagine a fierce guardian standing at the gate, ensuring that only what serves your purpose enters. You must guard your time and energy, saying no to distractions and commitments that don't align with your goals. This protection ensures that your focus remains sharp and your progress steady. To sustain your journey, you need the care of a healer. Picture a healer tending to their wounds, ensuring they remain strong and capable. Self-care involves taking breaks, rejuvenating your spirit, and maintaining a healthy balance. It's about recognizing that your well-being is essential for sustained focus and success. Finally, imagine the moment of triumph, standing victorious at the end of your journey. Picture a hero basking in the glory of their achievement, the goal now a reality. This triumph is the result of your unwavering focus, disciplined effort, and relentless pursuit. It's a celebration of your journey and the realization of your dreams. Focusing on goals is like embarking on a hero's journey, a transformative adventure filled with vision, planning, discipline, wisdom, creativity, boundaries, and self-care. As you harness the power of focus, you unlock your potential and turn your dreams into reality. So, take up the map, embrace the journey, and watch as your goals come to life in ways more magical than you ever imagined. You are not alone in this battle. In your quest to control negative self-talk, you gather a fellowship of allies, trusted friends, mentors, and professionals who support you and reinforce your positive self-image. Imagine this fellowship standing with you, their presence a source of encouragement and strength. They remind you of your worth and potential, helping you stay grounded and resilient. As you gain mastery over negative self-talk, you celebrate your victories, both big and small. Each triumph is a testament to your courage and determination. Picture yourself in the grand hall of your castle, banners flying, music playing, as you acknowledge how far you've come. This celebration reinforces your progress and motivates you to continue your journey. Controlling negative self-talk is a journey of transformation, where you reclaim your castle from the shadows and become the empowered sovereign of your mind. By wielding the Guardian of Light, the enchanted shield of affirmation, the sword of self-compassion, and the spell of reframing, you create a sanctuary of peace and strength within. Embrace the fellowship of allies, celebrate your victories, and watch as your inner world blossoms with confidence and self-love. In this grand battle within the mind, you hold the power to emerge victorious, radiant, and unstoppable. Solution-oriented approach. The art of turning problems into opportunities. Imagine you're a master strategist in an epic tale, faced with challenges that threaten to derail your quest. Instead of seeing obstacles, you see potential. You possess a unique power, the solution-oriented approach. This is no ordinary method. It's a transformative mindset that turns problems into opportunities and setbacks into stepping stones. Let's delve into the captivating world of solution-oriented thinking, where every problem is a puzzle waiting to be solved. Picture yourself donning a magical lens, one that reveals possibilities where others see dead ends. This enchanted lens is your solution-oriented mindset. It enables you to view every challenge through a prism of creativity and potential. Instead of focusing on the problem, you focus on the desired outcome and the paths leading to it. With this lens, a seemingly impenetrable forest becomes a series of navigable trails, each one offering a unique adventure. In your quest, clarity is your compass. The solution-oriented approach begins with defining the problem accurately. Imagine holding a mystical compass that always points toward the heart of the issue. You ask questions that dig deep. What exactly is the problem? What are its roots? What impact is it having? By understanding the problem thoroughly, you set the stage for effective solutions. Like an alchemist turning lead into gold, you transform problems into solutions. This involves a process of brainstorming and ideation, where every idea is a potential gem. Picture yourself in an ancient alchemist's lab, surrounded by bubbling potions and ancient tomes. You experiment with different approaches, combining elements of creativity, logic, and experience. Each idea, no matter how unconventional, is considered. You understand that the most innovative solutions often come from thinking outside the box. In the forge of resilience, you temper your ideas, testing them against the heat of reality. This stage is about trial and error, refining your solutions until they are strong and viable. Imagine yourself as a blacksmith, hammering out imperfections, sharpening edges, and strengthening your creation. You welcome feedback and adapt your approach, understanding that resilience is key to overcoming any challenge. No quest is undertaken alone. The solution-oriented approach thrives on collaboration. Picture unrolling a grand map, marking the positions of allies and resources. You gather a diverse team, each member bringing unique perspectives and skills. Together, you brainstorm, debate, and refine solutions. This collaborative map leads you to innovative and well-rounded answers that you might not have discovered on your own. With your solution in hand, you gaze into the crystal ball of future vision. This tool allows you to foresee potential obstacles and opportunities that may arise from your chosen solution. You plan for contingencies, ensuring that your path remains clear and adaptable. By anticipating challenges and preparing for them, you navigate your journey with confidence and foresight. Ideas and plans are only as good as the actions they inspire. The final step in the solution-oriented approach is the elixir of action. Imagine drinking a potion that fills you with determination and energy. You move from planning to implementation, taking decisive steps toward your goal. You monitor progress, celebrate milestones, and adjust your course as needed. This elixir empowers you to transform your vision into reality. As you achieve your goals, you document your journey in the Chronicles of Success. These chronicles serve as a record of your strategies, challenges, and triumphs. They are a source of wisdom for future quests, reminding you of your ability to overcome obstacles and find solutions. Each entry reinforces your belief in the power of the solution-oriented approach. In the epic tale of your life, adopting a solution-oriented approach transforms you into a master strategist. You see challenges not as threats, but as opportunities for growth and innovation. With the enchanted lens of possibility, the compass of clarity, the alchemist's formula, the forge of resilience, the map of collaboration, the crystal ball of future vision, and the elixir of action, you navigate your journey with confidence and creativity. Embrace this mindset, and watch as problems dissolve, revealing the hidden pathways to success and fulfillment. Avoiding unnecessary arguments, the art of peaceful navigation in the stormy seas of discourse. Picture yourself as a seasoned navigator sailing a majestic ship across stormy seas. The waves of conflict and winds of disagreement threaten to capsize your vessel. Yet, you possess a rare and valuable skill, the art of avoiding unnecessary arguments. This isn't about retreat or surrender. It's about steering your ship with wisdom and grace through turbulent waters, maintaining course toward your true destination, peace and understanding. Before setting sail, you study the weather patterns, learning to recognize the early signs of an impending storm. In the realm of human interactions, these signs are often subtle: a slight shift in tone, a defensive posture, or an escalating emotional charge. By tuning into these signals, you can anticipate potential arguments and prepare your strategy. Your compass is your sense of purpose. Every journey needs direction, and avoiding unnecessary arguments starts with understanding what you truly want to achieve. Whether it's maintaining a relationship, achieving a common goal, or simply preserving your peace of mind, let your compass guide you. When you're clear about your destination, you're less likely to get lost in trivial disputes. This compass ensures you stay focused on what matters most. Empathy is your sail, catching the winds of understanding and steering you away from stormy waters. By putting yourself in the other person's shoes, you can navigate the conversation with greater sensitivity. Imagine adjusting your sails to match the changing winds, allowing you to move smoothly and avoid conflicts that arise from misunderstandings. Empathy helps you communicate more effectively and reduces the likelihood of unnecessary arguments. When the seas get rough, your anchor of neutrality keeps you grounded. This means staying calm and avoiding getting swept away by emotions. Imagine dropping anchor during a storm. It stabilizes your ship, preventing it from drifting off course. Similarly, maintaining a neutral stance in heated discussions allows you to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. It helps you avoid arguments by creating a stable, reasoned environment. Your telescope is your ability to see beyond the immediate dispute. It provides a broader perspective, helping you understand the underlying issues and long-term consequences of engaging in an argument. By focusing on the bigger picture, you're less likely to get entangled in minor conflicts. This telescope allows you to discern what's worth arguing over and what's best left unchallenged. When the waves of disagreement become too turbulent, the life raft of detachment comes to your aid. This doesn't mean abandoning the conversation, but rather creating some distance to prevent yourself from being overwhelmed. Think of it as stepping back to avoid getting caught in the emotional whirlpool of an argument. It allows you to maintain your composure and approach the situation with a clearer mind. With your map of resolution, you chart a course toward mutual understanding and compromise. Instead of engaging in fruitless arguments, you seek common ground and solutions that satisfy both parties. Imagine drawing a map that outlines alternative routes to your destination, ensuring that you can navigate around obstacles and reach your goal peacefully. Communication is your lantern, shedding light on the path to resolution. Use it to clarify misunderstandings and express your views calmly. Like a lantern guiding you through darkness, effective communication helps you navigate through potential conflicts and prevents unnecessary arguments from escalating. It ensures that discussions are constructive and that you remain on the right course. By mastering the art of avoiding unnecessary arguments, you become a skilled navigator in the stormy seas of discourse. With your compass of purpose, sail of empathy, anchor of neutrality, telescope of perspective, life raft of detachment, map of resolution, and lantern of communication, you chart a course toward peaceful interactions and mutual understanding. Embrace these strategies, and sail smoothly through the challenges of human interaction, preserving harmony and reaching your destination with grace. Detection of false cordiality, unmasking the facade of fictive friendliness. Imagine you're walking through an enchanting masquerade ball where everyone wears elegant masks. The guests move gracefully, exchanging polite words and charming smiles. But behind each mask, the true intentions and emotions are hidden. In this world of surface appearances, your challenge is to detect false cordiality, the art of discerning the difference between genuine friendliness and a well-disguised pretense. False cordiality is like a mask worn during a masquerade ball. It's a polished exterior of politeness and charm that hides the true feelings or intentions underneath. Imagine someone greeting you with an exaggeratedly warm smile and overly enthusiastic praise. It's not that their friendliness is entirely fake, but it's often carefully crafted to achieve a specific goal, whether to manipulate, gain favor, or simply navigate a social situation without revealing their true self. To detect false cordiality, you need to tune into the subtle clues hidden beneath the mask. These might include: pay attention to discrepancies between what someone says and how they behave. Are their actions aligning with their words? If their behavior suggests indifference or hostility, while their words are excessively flattering, it's worth investigating further. Notice if the friendliness seems excessive or overly dramatic. Sometimes, an exaggerated display of warmth can be a sign that the person is compensating for a lack of genuine connection or trying too hard to convince you of their sincerity. Genuine interactions often involve sharing personal experiences or emotions. If the conversation remains superficial, with only surface-level compliments and no deeper engagement, it might be a sign of false cordiality. Observe the emotional tone of the interaction. If there's a jarring contrast between the cheerful demeanor and underlying tension or discomfort, it could indicate that the cordiality is more of a performance than a genuine feeling. Think of authenticity as a mirror that reveals the true face behind the mask. To see past the false cordiality, reflect on your interactions and experiences with the person. Are their words and actions consistently positive, or do they sometimes reveal a different side? Authenticity is about consistency and integrity, and when you hold your interactions up to this mirror, you can often detect discrepancies that signal false cordiality. Channel your inner detective with a probe of curiosity. Engage in conversations that encourage the person to reveal more about themselves. Ask questions that delve beyond the superficial and observe their reactions. A person engaged in false cordiality might become evasive or struggle to maintain their facade when faced with deeper inquiries. Genuine individuals, on the other hand, will usually engage openly and sincerely. Sometimes, despite all your efforts, you might still feel uneasy about the interaction. Trusting your instincts can be your most reliable guide. If something feels off or you sense that the friendliness doesn't match the underlying reality, it's worth paying attention to that feeling. Your intuition can often detect incongruences that logic and observation might miss. Once you've detected false cordiality, the art of disengagement becomes crucial. You don't need to confront or challenge the pretense aggressively. Instead, navigate the interaction with tact and distance. Maintain your boundaries, stay true to your own authenticity, and avoid being drawn into the performance. By doing so, you preserve your own integrity and prevent yourself from being manipulated or misled. Detecting false cordiality is like unmasking the hidden motives behind a facade. By understanding the nuances of polite pretense, reading subtle clues, reflecting on authenticity, probing with curiosity, trusting your instincts, and practicing graceful disengagement, you become adept at navigating the complex world of social interactions. Embrace these skills to unveil the true intentions behind the masks and engage with authenticity in a world full of pretense. As we wrap up this journey through the maze of dealing with toxic people, remember this: navigating the storm isn't about avoiding the rain, but learning how to dance in it. Each strategy we've explored is a tool to help you weather the storm, maintain your inner peace, and reclaim your sense of self amidst the chaos. As you move forward, keep in mind that your path is uniquely yours. Equip yourself with these insights, let them guide you through the challenges, and shine brightly even in the darkest of times. The journey may not always be easy, but with each step, you'll find your way to a more empowered, resilient, and balanced self. Thank you for joining me on this exploration. Stay strong, stay wise, and remember, your peace is your greatest treasure.